want to share a few words with you. And as I was just trying to remember a year ago, if you recall, we had our second Sunday of Advent. We were going through an Advent series, and it just so happened that December 9th last year, I was going to preach on the subject of peace, which is the second subject, the second theme of the Advent series. And that very day, my wife was at the hospital being checked out because we knew something was wrong. And then as soon as I finished preaching and I got my food, they're like, get over here to the hospital. And she was airlifted to Tucson, to Banner UMC, where she had our baby, you know, 3 months early, baby Eric. And we're so happy to have him here today. He became a rallying point for all of us. As we saw God for the next few months, you know, for his health, there was some crucial moments where his life was very delicate. So I just want to thank you all for hanging in there with us and for being a part of it. It just makes today so much more special to be able to celebrate it with him here. He still has some small challenges. You know, he's been having a little cold in the last week, but it's so good to be able to have him here and for you guys to see him. We still want to ask the people not, you know, touch him because he's still very sensitive to that kind of thing. So, but anyway, thank you so much for walking this out with us. But I can tell you that day as I was preaching, that message was for me because inside of me there was a battle raging. There was something going on behind the scenes that I knew was happening, which very few people, except maybe a few up here, knew that was going on. And I knew that at any moment I was to rush to Canyon Vista. And like I said, moments after she was airlifted. So I can tell you that God's peace surpasses all understanding, and it carried us throughout. This year, yes, this week, this very week, he turned 1 year old, and he's blessed. Happy boy, yeah. God is faithful, and he carried us with sure footing this past year. It has not been easy, but it has been a year of victory after victory. Yes. So today we're talking about the gift. And I want to put a punctuation mark for this great performance and remind you that the best gifts are the ones given. But let me tell you something. You cannot give a gift that you have not received yourself. Let me say that again. The best gifts are the ones given, but you cannot give what you don't have. John 3:16 says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." Jesus is also quoted in Scripture as saying, "It is better to give than to receive." But once again, you cannot give what you don't have. And let me tell you, all of us at Christmas time, we're seeking the perfect gift, aren't we? Could be toys. Anybody out there? Video games, maybe. Clothing. And that includes shoes. No underwear, please. No underwear. That doesn't qualify. Electronics. Where are my gadget guys out there? All right, another TV. How about gift cards for spas? Maybe a nice massage. Gonna get an amen in the house. Yeah. How about a gift card for a restaurant? Maybe a ticket for a special event or even a vacation. But let me tell you something. All the gifts we normally seek and give at Christmas have diminishing returns, don't they? The kids play with them for about an hour, and next thing you know, they're playing more with the box and the wrapper than the gift itself. You know, the enjoyment and satisfaction of these kinds of gifts only lasts for a season. So the best gift is the one that Jesus gives. In John 4, if you remember, Jesus asked for a gift of water from a Samaritan woman with a troubled and sinful past. She had a hard time offering this gift to Jesus based on the ethnic relations that they had. But Jesus said this in John 4:10. Check this out. "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you were speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. Agua viva." He then said, "If you drink of this water, you will thirst from again. The gift that will satisfy you is the one that Jesus gives. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Can I say that again? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, which means right standing with God. Joy, which brings us an inner strength and a peace in the Holy Spirit. In John 6, if you go a little bit forward, it also tells us of crowds who followed Jesus because of his great teachings, but also because he could multiply food miraculously. But he said to them, don't fixate on the bread I fed you. That's a nice gift, surely, but the better gift is this. And look how he says it in John 6:58. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, but will live forever. So remember, the best gifts are the ones given, but you cannot give that which you don't have. Now, there's a psalm that says, why do the nations rage when God is on the throne? And it was that video that we saw about the Christmas truce in World War I depicts that how God is able to still the worst conflict, the world's battlefield. But I'm here to tell you today that some of you have a battlefield going on inside here. You have a battlefield going inside here. And I want to tell you, the only one that can bring peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that is lasting, is Jesus Christ. He is the one that stills the storms. So let me finish. All of us are searching for satisfaction. That's why we want gifts. We want to be, want to fill ourselves with things, with situations, with circumstances, with relationships. We're looking for love and for peace, but often we do it, as the song says, in the wrong places. And sometimes we do it with relationships, like I said, material treasures, with distractions, with entertainment. But I can assure you that what you really are searching for is true and lasting love and peace. The gift that you need today, listen, is the love that Jesus demonstrated by paying for your sins on the cross. And the peace that only comes, listen, the peace that only comes when your sins and your past are washed away. Many of us are carrying sins and regrets, but I'm here to tell you that God can wipe them clean today. Hallelujah. And that is the best gift. That's the one situation that will still your storm, that will bring that truce into your heart, to bring that peace once and forever. Amen. What could cause for two mortal enemies to stop? It was the birth of a child. Christmas. Come on, he can still any storm, any war. So today I want to tell you, receive his gifts of love and peace. And if you have them, pass on the gifts. Because some of them, you do have it, but you got to pass it on. Now this is cool because it's the only gift you can re-gift. All right? This is a gift you can re-gift. It doesn't run out. You know, you can consume it, but there's still more to give. Amen? There's enough of Jesus for everyone. So let us stand. I think the message was very clear that the good news of the peace that Christ can bring. I don't know what you're going through this Christmas. I don't know where you are with Christ. Sometimes I ask people, what do you think about God? But sometimes the better question is, what do you think God thinks about you? What do you think that God is thinking about you this moment? How are you doing with him? And I want to tell you, he's not angry with you. He's not pushing you away. Sometimes we disqualify ourselves. He's waiting with open arms, and he proved it by sending his son Jesus. He says, in case you guys don't know me, I'm the God that sent my own son so that you will have life. And all you have to do today is receive him, you know, as your Lord and Savior, asking him to forgive you of your sins. And even if you're already a believer, but you're feeling distant from him, this is your opportunity for you to draw close to him by receiving him. We all join me in a prayer. So what I'm going to do, I know we heard a prayer up here in the play. I'm going to pray it again. You pray it yourself, you know. And just, if you praying this for the first time, just tell someone next to you. Tell someone around you, say, hey, I just received Jesus. I just received this forgiveness. Amen? So let's pray this together. Everyone say, Lord Father, we thank you for your son Jesus, for coming to this earth lowly and for dying on the cross as a payment for my sins. I recognize that I'm a sinner. I have wronged you. I have offended you. But I thank you that you have promised forgiveness if I receive your gift. So I accept it. I ask you to come into my life and to wash me and to make me new. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to live your way. From this day forward, in Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says that if you believe that your name has been written in the book of life, that you've passed from death into life.